Hello, I'm Naomi Lewin. Welcome to Classics for Kids. Recognize this? You know it as Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, but when Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart used it in a piano piece, he knew it as a French folk song. Everyone likes a good tune, and folk music has some of the best, so a lot of classical composers borrowed folk music. When you hear Transylvania, you probably think of Dracula and vampires. But for two Hungarian composers, Béla Bartók and this month's Classics for Kids composer Zoltán Kodály, Transylvania meant great folk music. Transylvania belonged to Hungary for a long time, so when Bartók and Kodály went there to collect Hungarian music, they found plenty of material. But by the time Bartók and Kodály got to Transylvania, it was part of Romania, which was the side of the Transylvanian Alps that George Enescu came from. Enescu rounded up quite a few Romanian tunes in that rhapsody. Maybe the mountains inspire great folk music. Joseph Canteloup came from a part of France called Auvergne that has lots of mountains and lots of great music. A song from the mountains outside Seville in southern Spain became part of a concerto that 20th century composer Manuel de Falla wrote for an instrument from a much earlier century, the harpsichord. Traveling much farther north in Europe, Hugo Alfen waxed rhapsodic about music from his native Sweden. Among the English folk music that Ray Vaughan Williams collected was a set of sea songs that he turned into a piece for band. American classical composers started paying much more attention to folk music after Aaron Copland built a couple of cowboy ballets around it. Copland also arranged folk songs to be sung with orchestra.
I bought me a pig, my pig pleased me. I fed my pig on yonder tree. My pig says, griffin, griffin. My hen says, shim, 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 shim. My goose says, haw, haw. My duck says, quack, quack. My cat says, fiddle-i-fee.
African-American composer William Grant Still liked to use folk music, too. There are even operas with folk music in them. Hansel and Gretel by Engelbert Humperdinck includes several German folk songs.
Also gehen sie halt barfuß.
This month's Classics for Kids composer, Zoltán Kodály, built one whole opera out of Hungarian folk songs and put folk dancing into another opera. Zoltán Kodály loved collecting folk songs and teaching music, and he figured out a way to combine those loves to use folk songs to teach music. Hear more about that next week on Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me again for more Classics for Kids.